Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. With that said, let's get on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Google's banning another misbehaving certificate authority from Chrome. Guys, you know what that means, right? That means this certificate authority have signed many, many thousands of certificates and possibly other certificate authorities. And those certificate authorities might have signed certificates or other certificate authorities. Anything under that, if your website is under this particular certificate authority, it's dead. It's going to be blocked in Chrome 90. So let's find out why. What did this naughty certificate authority do? Let's read. Google intend to ban and remove support from Chrome for digital certificate issued by Spanish certificate authority, Camerferme. All right. Apparently, it's a certificate authority. The browser maker announced this week. The ban will come into effect with the launch of Chrome 90, scheduled for release mid-April 2021. So you still have time. So if your website is signed by this certificate authority, time for an alternative. To be honest, I don't know why you wouldn't why would you create a certificate other than Let's Encrypt or those free ones? There is no reason to pay for certificate authorities anymore. Like, yeah, to spin them up 3 months later, just spin up another one. And then a lot of web servers just allow you to automate that thing very easily. I don't know. Let me know, guys, if you prefer free certificate authorities or just you rather pay for a yearly one. I'd like to know the difference. After Chrome 90 launch, all websites that use TLS certificates issued by Camerferme to secure their HTTPS traffic will show an error and will not load in Chrome forward. I'm guessing this is they're going to return and so your certificate might be valid, guys, right? But the cyclic check to check the parent, right? Certificate will check the parent up all the way. That will fail because the certificate authority is not valid, right? That's the problem here. The chain, this is called the certificate chain, which I talked about many times right here. Guys, here, check it out. If you all learn about certificates and certificate authorities, all that jazz. So the chain will be broken. If your certificate is signed by multiple certificate authority, you will be fine. I think you can be in that configuration. A little bit complex though. The decision to ban Camerferme certificates was announced on Monday after a company was given more than 6 weeks to explain a string of 26 incidents. What the heck are you guys doing? They give you some leeways and you didn't fix your stuff. The incidents detailed by Mozilla. Let's go read those stuff. I actually opened it up. What's going on? The page list confirm suspicious issues involving Camerferme. What did you guys do? Issue B. What is issue A? Okay, I guess we're starting from issue B. Issue D. Duplicate subject alternative. Issue F. Issue H. Why is it? That's weird. Why are issues labeled alphabetically instead of numbered? Issue J. Invalid DNS names. Ooh. Issue L. Issue N. Issue P. Issue R. Issue T. Multi-cert, look at that. you guys screwed up. Issue V, issue X, issue Z, we ran out of alphabets. Issue BB, you know you screwed up if Mozilla ran out of alphabets, right? And they have to start over. Issue BB, issue DD, issue FF. I don't even know what those are, to be honest. I'm not an expert in security. There's a guy, what's his name? Ryan Sleevy, I believe, on Twitter. Check him out. He's the certificate, all this security stuff, certificate authorities, all that stuff. I follow him for my, if I want to understand this stuff. But like that, I understand, online certificates status protocol. But yeah, looks like there's a lot of stuff that this certificate authority did wrong. Apparently, starting a certificate authority is not easy, huh? You gotta follow all this stuff. And these are not just standards, guys. This is to ensure security reasons, right? The trust, and how do you assign certificate? And how do you continue to validate your child certificate and child certificate authorities, and making sure all is good, right? This is stuff. Yeah, it looks like it's gonna be banned. Access the years browsers makers have often banded together to kick out certificate authorities that don't follow these rules. Other certificate authorities that have been banned from Chrome in the past include Symantec. Isn't that the Norton stuff? DigiNotar, I remember this one. This one screwed up so bad, DigiNotar, and I'm going to make a video about them. DigiNotar, I think either their private key got leaked, so that all of a sudden someone started generating certificates on behalf of DigiNotar for Google.com and for Gmail, and someone, I think, from Iran tried to log in, and they found that they're getting these errors. Sometimes, like, they're getting this error. Sometimes you're not, because DigiNotar was, at some point, I think it's Dutch, was a good certificate authority. So the browser would do the cyclic chain. The chain go up to the chain and say, hey, this is a good certificate authority, right? And when you get to that, that's nasty. So that was bad. That was really bad. So I don't know what camouflage, whatever this certificate is called. They didn't do that bad. It just didn't follow the rules, it seemed like it, right? If your private key is leaked, you're screwed. That's it, right? Because if I get your private key, if the certificate authority a private key, I can use it to generate certificates, right, on your behalf. And then, since certificate authority is trusted everywhere, anyone will be trusted. That's why all this OCSP protocol is important, to check if the certificate is not revoked, like the certificate revocation list. It's a beast, right? All this stuff, keeping track of all this stuff is so beast. Nevertheless, just the Google ban alone is more than enough to cripple Camer Pharma business, with a market share of around 60%. Wow! That is big. 60-70% is a de facto death blow. Wow. Okay. Oh, wait a second. That's the Chrome market share. I thought that Camer Pharma is like a 60% market share. I was like, no, that ain't right. Carbon Facebook has not returned the request for comment. So nobody commented on this stuff. But yeah, guys. Yeah. The internet is more secure once again. We're moving towards, at least every day, to a better, secure internet. All right, guys. Very quick news. I'm going to make a very quick news today. I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Go buy your